How you doing today, folks? This is Will. Just coming to you today with another great topic. Now, this topic today is going to be the fear of success / decision. I like to talk about these two topics because they've been weighing on me, you know, for the past couple of days. And, you know, I just had some thoughts I wanted to get out to you and just see how what's your perception and get some feedback, hopefully, on things, you know what I'm saying, and how it can help benefit myself, and how it can help benefit you as well. So I'm just going to start off, pull the cat out the bag, and we're going to go with decisions first. So a lot of what I know about decisions is that, you know, sometimes we make decisions based off emotion. Sometimes we make decisions based off of hearsay. You never really, you know, unless you really just have some time to yourself, do you ever really make a decision when you have like your full mental into it and you just like, all right, I'm going to do this, boom, 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 and then you execute it fine. Some people do that. I'm not knocking them, but there are some people out here that are making bad decisions. And then we often wonder why we're in the spaces that we're in 5 or 10 years down the line. Now, all of us, every single person has made an impulse decision. A decision that probably benefited them in the end, or a decision that probably hurt them in the end. I say this to say, you know, hey, look, start doing this, people. My younger generation, instead of making these impulse decisions, you know, sit down and write it out. Write out the pros and cons, you know. And if a person is putting pressure on you to make this decision, then you have to let them know, hey, look, I need some time, man. I need some time to get my, you know, get my thought process right, because this is going to affect me. Your decisions at that time are going to affect you in the long run. And I know, just speaking from experience, because that's all I speak from is experience. I'm not telling y'all anything. I'm not selling you anything that I read in a book. I'm, you know, decisions that I've made in the past have, and I'm talking about 10 years ago, longer than that, 15 years ago, have still placed itself in my life to this very day of the year we're in currently. And, you know, that's taught me, you know, it's taught me a lot. I've learned from my mistakes. I've bounced back. But at the same time, had I made better decisions, maybe some of my mistakes could have been avoided. And maybe some of those bounce backs could have been avoided as well, because, hey, I might have had been more a little bit more mental and thought, you know, a certain decision through, you know, just coming up, you know, what you want to do with your money, investing your money, 401ks, you know, just learning about retirement, you know, funds, and just a lot of stuff that in, you know, in my community, in other communities, Black communities, we don't have the access to, or we're not taught, you know, we're not taught about these things because, you know, the generation or our parents, some of us, not to downplay anybody, don't even know about these things themselves until they get to a certain age. And then, you know, you know, something happens, God forbid, then you're stuck and financially and you don't know what to do. You don't know A from B from C. So when I say decisions, you know, from get, you know, you're becoming a new parent or whatever the case may be, educate yourself. Black folks, educate yourself to a point where you know what you got to do when you have your child. No, nothing's going to be perfect. Nothing is going to be perfect. You're not going to be able to make always the best decisions. Sometimes you might overstep it. Nothing is perfect. But I will say this, as long as you're educating yourself about, you know, what it is that you need to do in the long run, I think some things will fare out because you'll be ready and set to go on certain situations that maybe, you know, another person has no education about and they're just stuck. Then they just go and say, well, I'm gonna go ahead and do this. This will get me out of this situation. Then the next thing you know, 2 or 3 years go by, you've done piled up so much debt, so much just stuff that you like, man, how did I get here? How did I get here? You know how you got there. You know how you got there. That decision that you made, that impulse decision that you made, is what got you there. You know, you can't sit there and blame and say, oh, place blame. I want to blame this. I want to say this. Well, no. Sit down. Read, you know, if you got to pick up a book, whatever you got to do, educate yourself. Talk to people. Talk to the, you know, I love picking up and just talking to the older guys and the older ladies because they, you know, they educate me. Stuff I don't know, you know, or I read, you know, I take a book, put my phone down for the day, and I just read, you know. I'm at that age where I'm just more complex, more set in my ways, and I could just sit down and open a book, put my phone down for a little bit, make sure my kid's good, and I could just, you know, zone out. You just zone out and just get familiar with what's going on. We got to do more educating and, you know, a lot less more blaming than with, you know, when something does happen. You know, you got to be, first of all, take blame of the situation. And if you know you could have made a better decision, then fix it. Fix it. It's no reason why these kids should be running around here uneducated about financials, about anything. They should know what's going on. They have that right. They didn't ask to be here, you know? So, and I can tell you straight from the heart and straight from experience, decisions I have made have led me to this situation. Although, you know, my life, it, you know, I learned and I consumed and I listened. I never played the part of knowing everything. I've always been a humble spirit, and I just listen to what people tell me. You know, sometimes you might get a little bit beside yourself when you're coming up in that certain age, like into your teens, into your 20s, because you're becoming a grown-up now. And even as a teenager, you're feeling yourself. You don't want to hear what your mom or your dad has to say. So you know what? You know, I just say we make better choices. You know, you have better outcomes. You know, and as time goes on, you'll learn that. And that's something that you want to teach your kid and owning up to those choices, owning up to those decisions that you made, because you made them. You made them. The person that's listening, you made those decisions that got you and where you at. Unfortunately, maybe you know you didn't know something, but now you know. So it's time to educate. Educate, educate, educate. Nobody should not walk around here and just not know nothing. It's ridiculous how much when you go up to the youth and you ask them about certain things and you want to teach them about certain things that they had no idea existed. You know, in poor communities, you know, a lot of these entertainers and these rappers, instead of trying to push y'all music and, you know, basically break your community, go back to your community and talk to these people about the things that you're learning and the money that you're making and tell them, you know, of course, yes, anything is possible, but be honest with them. Don't be selling these people no daggone dreams. You know, let these people know your decisions are what's going to get you, you know, further in life. Of course, working hard and everything, you pray, you knuckling, you buckling, you do everything. But when you make your decisions, truly and solely get you to where you're going to get. Because you have decided on whether I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. What am I going to do? Oh, well, it's all about making some good decisions. And like I said, some are not going to be. But if you got education about something, you're going to make the best decision for yourself at that given time. You know what I'm saying? Because we are human. We are only human. And we make mistakes. We are mistake-ridden people. But at the end of the day, mistakes can be, you know, you kind of keep yourself from a mistake if you kind of know what you're doing. But, hey, they come and they go. You know, it's bounce back, get to it. You know, teach yourself, educate yourself, and just know that these decisions can be life-lasting. Like, they can be some life-lasting. You know, they can last your whole life. But some are not. Some you will have the ability to bounce back and do better. Some you will have the experience to say, you know what? I've been through that. I'm not going to do that no more. Next time I come to that fork in the road, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and decide to do this. Boom. And then you got it. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, people, you know, we must decide to do better. We must decide to keep, you know, fight for what you know, of course, for what you believe in. Decide to, you know, teach these kids right from wrong. You know, just letting them know what's going on, because they are the ones that are misguided, and they are the ones now coming into a new generation that needs to be taught correctly, correct, not just no hearsay or this, that, and the third, or maybe the pastor told you this or that. No, you go, you know, whatever God or whatever higher being that you serve, you go and you pray on it, and you ask around, and you just get with some people, get some people in your circle that mean right behind you, that mean, like, you know, they, you know, if somebody in my circle tells me, hey, well, you know, I know that they mean well, because for one, they're human, but they're not misleading me. They themselves have been through it, and they're only seeking for my best of interest, especially when there are kids involved. We got to start making better decisions for these kids, man. And I'm speaking to everybody. You know, as a young black man, you know, I like to go to my community. I would love to go to my community and just be able to educate my people and let them know. But this is something for everybody. Educate these kids correctly. Stop preaching hate to them. And just, you know, let them know that the decisions that they make at a certain age can follow them for the rest of their life. Even when they're younger. They may make it, you know, might want to follow their friends and might get hurt that day. And that hurt may follow them for the rest of their life. They may lose a limb or lose, you know, just anything, man. Anything. Better decisions, people. Better decisions. That's all we need to do is make some better decisions. And, you know, just to come into my next part, you know, give a couple of minutes on this, is fear of being successful. Some people fear being successful because they might not know how to handle it. They might not know what to do. Some people get money and lose their mind, lose their well-being. But I say this to, you know, I just say, basically, look, if you're out there working, and you're working your tail off, you have every bit of a positive influence, a positive, you know, standard of what you're trying to do, and it's going to bring forth the success, then go for it. Don't let nobody hinder you from being successful. Don't hinder yourself from being successful. Do not decide, and here goes this word again, do not decide to not be successful to make other people happy or for any, you know, for anything of that nature. I just want you to know, to the listener that is listening, that you have the right to be successful. You have the right to go out and once you earn it, you have the right, every right to be successful. You know, don't let nobody take that away from you. Whatever you accomplished it because you wanted it. Be it that you get a associate's degree, if you got your GED, if you got your high school diploma and you didn't have any of these things, you get a PhD, you didn't have any of these things. That's a part of your success. That's a part of your plan. That's a part of generally what you're working towards. So I don't ever want my friends or anybody to think that their success is, some people think that their success makes them less. And this is crazy. Some people think some people think, I met some people, like I said, in areas where there's not a lot of education, and you know, in my community and other black communities, we often view success as being like, man, you're not a part of it because you think you're better now. Oh, brother, I don't think I'm better than you. It's just that I fought for something. I fought for this, and I'm going to continue to fight for it. And I fought for it because not just because I wanted it, but because I wanted to show you, the person behind me, or the person in front of me, wherever you stand at, that you can attain this too. It doesn't matter what your household looks like. If you really want something, you'll go out there and get it. You know, you'll go out there, if you want to go out there in the streets and become the biggest gangster, you'll go out there and do that. So be able to go out there and say, hey, you know what? I got a little brother, I got a little sister, or I got, you know, my mom. You know, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my GED. I'm going to get my high school diploma. I'm going to go to college. Fight for it. You know, I listened to a good brother, Inky Johnson. Brother lived in Kirkwood and Kirkwood Projects in Atlanta. 14 people to, I believe he said, a one-bedroom or two-bedroom apartment. You know, six at the front, six at the head, and six at the feet. I mean, he told his mother he was going to be successful. You know, he was gonna do something with himself. He was gonna go to the NFL. You know, unfortunately, you know, he had a injury, almost a life threatening injury, that, you know, but he still some way somehow made it up out of there. He had the initiative to say, you know what, this is what I want to do. We don't have to continue to fight. We don't have to continue to go the same route that our uncles or our aunts or our older cousins or our moms or our dads went if it was not a positive route. And I'm not down on nobody. I'm just saying we as individuals need to start making better decisions. And, you know, even if you messed up, even if you have messed up and you just like, man, you know, I don't know if I can give my child the best. That's a damn lie. You can give your child the best because we are so fixated. Don't get me wrong. You got to have money. But we're so fixated with the way we look means we're successful. No, that don't mean anything. You can have on $100 pair of jeans, $100 shirt, and $300 pair, and success will not be written across that shirt. It may be written across the shirt, but that don't mean that you're successful. Successful is when, even if you're at your lowest point in your life, and you don't know which way to go, but you're offering guidance, you're educating your kids or any youth for that matter, any youth that's out there that may look a little lost, and you put your best foot forward and say, you know what, this is not about me. I'm gonna fight to do what I got to do for myself, but I'm gonna show my kids, or I'm gonna show the next young brother or the next young sister that even in a trying situation, you can make it. You never fear success. You know, just put that out of our heads. We got to continue to fight, continue to educate yourself, continue to make better decisions, and continue to tell success that I have just as much as right to have you as anybody else. You know, and that's just point blank. I got some good people around me that I've just met. I got some good people around me that I, you know, known almost 20 years now, that want to see me succeed as much as I want to see them succeed. And it's in the heart. It's invested in the heart, you know, and I'm just speaking from my heart. You know, I had a good friend tell me, you know, my last podcast really touched him. And I'm like, man, he was like, I felt it. I felt it. And I told him, I said, bro, you know, I'm only speaking from my heart. I ain't trying to sell nobody nothing. I ain't reading nothing. I don't think I'm better than nobody. But I want better. I want better for me, and I want better for my kids. As any man or woman or union, you want better for your kids. You know, you gotta want better for your kids and want better for yourself. We all deserve to have better. We all do. To the young brother that's sitting home, and the young sister that's sitting home, and you don't know which way to go, just listen to this. You have every right to be successful. You have every right to educate yourself. You have every right to go and just be a positive influence to yourself and to the one, even the ones around you. And even when times get trying, because I can tell you, times have gotten trying for me. I'm talking about trying to where you're fully depressed. The anxiety kicks in. You know, you just don't want to just operate no more. You just kind of like, what do I do? I don't know what to do. And I found a love for something through the negative I was going through. And I decided that I would be successful in that. And that's just what I'm doing with this podcast. I made the decision to be successful. I no longer fear success. You know, I want, you know, if God forbid, I just want my moms and my family, any of them, you know, I wish I could have them for the rest of my life. But I want them to know in their hearts that, you know, I'm successful and, you know, I pushed and I did what I had to do, you know, point blank. And not to make it a personal thing, but like I said, it's out here for us, young brothers and young sisters. It's out here for us and we deserve it just as much as anybody else does. You know, if you haven't, you know, second thoughts about school, second thoughts, just go to somebody and talk. You're not alone. Even if you might feel alone, you're not alone. Don't make a decision that will hurt you for the rest of your life. And I say that to say this, man. I appreciate you guys' time. Appreciate anybody with a listening ear. Like I said, all I need is one person. That's it. Just one person. I just want to touch one person. And, you know, we'll push forward. All right? Thank you for your time, man. Peace.